Not on your side, campaign emerges to educate Americans about nationwide woke activism. By Sean Moran on September 17, 2024. A campaign has arisen to educate Americans about nationwide's embrace of woke corporate policies. Nationwide Insurance has reportedly pushed woke policies, such as advocating for the Ohio Fairness Act, which would require businesses to allow men in women's restrooms and other private spaces. Promoting the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index, which requires corporations to drive woke policies on their employees. Giving tens of thousands of dollars to Stonewall Columbus, an organization that reportedly sponsors drag queen story hours. Backing environmental, social, and governance, ESG, policies that promote green energy, which would harm the Buckeye State's agricultural and energy industries. Pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies. Aaron Baer, president of the Center for Christian Virtue, said in a statement on Tuesday, Nationwide has positioned itself as a family-friendly business to its rural and agricultural clients while advocating for some of the most radical legislation at the Ohio Statehouse and financially supporting organizations that host drag queen story hours and other absurd events that harm children. The center launched the Nationwide, Not On Your Side project to educate consumers about Nationwide's woke political activism. The campaign against Nationwide coincides with the Farm Science Review, an Ohio-based conference that started on Tuesday. Nationwide reportedly supports the Corporate Equality Index, which grades corporations based on their support for LGBTQ+ policies. It has pushed corporations to back leftist policies, such as healthcare coverage for transgender workers, and has lobbied corporations to work with minority-owned businesses. Now, it encourages employers to create gender transition guidelines. Dan Lennington, deputy counsel for the Equality Under the Law Project at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, said, "We don't believe that people should be identified as groups and that you should right past wrongs by advantaging one group and disadvantaging another group. We have no problem with non-discrimination. But we're worried about these policies going too far and harming innocent third parties who have either religious objections or they're being excluded because they're not LGBTQ or a certain race," he added. Many corporations, such as Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, and Jack Daniels, are leaving the leftist index. Now, the Human Rights Campaign is penalizing those who no longer wish to be included in its leftist index. The Associated Press, AP, explained, "The Human Rights Campaign said it is deducting 25 points from the scores of companies that publicly withdrew and that it would continue to rank every Fortune 500 company regardless of whether they chose to participate. Recent polling has found that Americans are increasingly shunning corporations that have a political bent." A Rasmussen poll found in July that 48% of Americans believe that DEI programs discriminate against white men. And a Gallup survey revealed in August that Americans have become increasingly tired of corporations that weigh in on current events in politics. Daniel Cameron, the former Kentucky Attorney General and CEO of the 1792 Exchange, recently said that Breitbart News Daily listeners are paying attention and, "Thanks to some brave and courageous CEOs, we're going to get our CEOs back in neutral." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.